It was true then, and it's even truer now.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties, besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com and creator of the Love Your List email marketing mega course, which y'all you can get on the VIP waitlist for over at loveyourlist.co. And after you sign up, the very next day, I will send you a bonus lesson ripped directly from the course that nobody else is going to get access to besides you and, of course, my paid students. So if you could not tell, guys, I have a cold and I'm not going to make you listen to this voice all episode. No. I am pulling out one of my favorite episodes from the archives. This one actually aired about a year ago, and it is the 27 words standing between you and a giant pile of money. And basically it is the one sentence to rule them all. I talk about this sentence at length, actually, in Love Your List, and it's the basis for creating amazing freebies, for creating amazing sales copies, for creating amazing emails. Like, literally, it perfectly sums up everything that you need to be doing. And when you actually pull out these five things that they talk about in these 27 words, amazing, magical things can happen. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and flip it over to Kate from almost a year ago, guys.
Can you really make a buttload of money from just one sentence? Spoiler alert, you can.
Welcome back, Inbox Besties, Besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, and I am super excited for episode number 17. I know, guys, that this is probably the most clickbaity title that I have ever come up with. And honestly, like, it's the truth. Like, this is what really drives people into taking action, is just ridiculously well put in this one sentence. I did not come up with it at all, guys. But if you are struggling with your launch, so say that you are really, really excited about this course, people told you, like, oh yeah, I totally buy it, like, this is what I want, and then nobody buys, or you're like, you get brave enough to go do Facebook ads and your cost is like $5, and you're like, I don't have $5 to spend on this. Or, guys, if you just feel like no one is paying attention to you because you are that little guy, you can't really gain any traction, you're not making that revenue that you want to out of your small community, well, chances are you're not hitting one of these five elements in this one sentence. Now, Blair Warner is the one who created this. Now, some of you might be smiling because you might know what the sentence already is, but it is just so unbelievably powerful because it's not the fact that it's super persuasive, which it is. It is the fact that it plays off of actual human emotion and behavior. And that's really the key, guys, to getting people to buy. Buying something is emotional. It's like, what do those shoes actually say about me? It's that buyer's high that people get. So when you come and you're just fact slapping people, they don't really care. They're kind of boring and they tune out. But when you can really speak to these five elements, I'm telling you guys, they will literally do anything for you. This is like how cult leaders kind of arise. Not that you want to be like, you know, anything shady, but I'm just saying, if you were born to lead and your flock just ain't coming, make sure you're infusing these elements. But before we get there, I want to go ahead and thank our sponsors today over at audible.com. Now, if you have not already, go ahead, guys, and start your free 30-day free trial by heading over to katedoster.com/freebook, and you can actually score another book on marketing, or maybe one on mindset. That's what I always like to do. Or say, honestly, there was a fiction book that you wanted and you're like, the Kindle version's $9.99. I don't know about that. Then go ahead, check over at Audible. They have so many titles, like hundreds of thousands. I guarantee it's probably in there. And I love listening to books like right before I fall asleep. So head on over to katedoster.com/freebook and start your 30-day trial of Audible now. So guys, what's like this elusive sentence that's so amazing? Well, I will say it a couple of times. So if you're listening to me in 2x speed, go ahead, put it down to one. Like I said, guys, I'm going to say it twice. We're going to break it down and then we'll wrap it up with it as well. And that sentence is, people will do anything for those who encourage their dreams, justify their failures, dismiss their fears, or diminish, if you will, confirm their suspicions, and help them throw rocks at their enemies. So let's go ahead one more time. People will do anything for those who encourage their dreams, justify their failures, diminish their fears, confirm their suspicions, and help them throw rocks at their enemies. So that is just like 80 gajillion years worth of persuasion and ad and copywriting. That's the art of writing stuff to make people do things, like boiled down into the most elegant sentence ever. And again, that was Blair Warner. So props to him. He is a bit more of a hardcore marketer than I am. So you might not necessarily be into his stuff, but that is just the first time I heard this sentence. And it was back when I was still taking freelance copywriting clients. Just everything changed because it really gave me a roadmap for all the emails that I was writing for people, definitely all the sales pages and the ads. Am I hitting these points? Sometimes you can hit all five, but if you're not hitting at least one or two, that is honestly the reason why your words are just falling on deaf ears and why no one's actually standing up when you know that your course, your program, your coaching is fantastic. So let's go ahead and just sort of break down all of the elements. And the first one, obviously, is kind of obvious, and that is really encouraging people on their dreams. So this becomes, you know, twofold. One, like the outside world, it doesn't really let us be big dreamers. Like, I mean, how many people like told their parents, like, oh, I want to be an astronaut or a dancer or a singer or a professional baseball player? And they're like, why don't you just focus on being like an accountant? And it's not because they didn't love us. It's because they wanted us to have more reasonable goals. So we didn't feel disappointed when we didn't win a Tony by the time we were 15 or 16. And so everyone still has like that little part in them that wants to know, like, there is hope. Like, things can change. Like, if you want to make $1 million, y'all, you can make $1 million. So while that one last statement about making $1 million, it seems, I don't know, like everyone sort of says it. Of course, you are going to need to break this down into specific examples. And we have a boatload more episodes of copywriting, writing persuasively, y'all, coming out for Inbox Besties. So make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And I just kind of wanted you to feel like, okay, so like what kind of dreams do people have? What kind of feelings do they have behind it? Maybe their dream is that they just want to be the hit of the party, or they want to have like that proud feeling and almost like have jealousy towards them because they made their own outfit. So they're going to have not like that smug feeling, but it is. Everyone loves that feeling where someone's like, oh my God, where'd you buy that shirt? It's amazing. You're like, I made it. And then everyone's like, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. Can you make me one? Oh my goodness, you are so talented. People like that sort of praise. So really think about their dreams. The other one, of course, is justify their failures. So you know, everyone is going to tell you, especially in like the self-development phase, that you need to take ownership for your own actions. And I fully and wholeheartedly believe this. However, you can't say that in a sales letter, in a sales letter or an email that you write. They want to be able to justify why things haven't worked out. So maybe they, you know, haven't hit their weight loss goal because their job, it makes them work all that hours, so they're forced to go to drive-thru so they can have a hot meal. Maybe they have kids. Maybe they have an actual business. Maybe there is a million sort of maybe things and yeah buts that's holding them back that they see as roadblocks. So they're going to be like, well, you know, I would have lost all this baby weight, but, you know, I've got two kids and I've got this business and I like chocolate and I just never have my time in my day. So those are sort of like, oh, well, you know, the reason why you failed, it's not because of, and you'll see how this works out, it's not because of the chocolate and because you didn't have the time. It's because you didn't have my simple 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weight loss formula. And then all of a sudden they're like, it wasn't my fault. It was the fact that I didn't have this book, or I didn't go on this diet, or I didn't have that eating regimen. Oh my goodness. Like, and a weight is lifted off their shoulders. You see how that works, guys? So that's why it's so important. I think we've talked about this in previous episodes. We definitely, definitely talk about it in my premium product, One Click Funnels, where you need to name your system or your method, even if it just seems very ordinary, because that can be the deciding factor of, well, the reason why you failed is because you weren't using the Kate Doster method. So you can even name it after yourself. So just keep that in mind. The next one, of course, was dismissing or allying. I call it sometimes demolishing fears, but this is really what I want you to think about. You don't want to do like fear-based marketing. Like, this isn't like propaganda. Like, if you don't invest in this, you're going to lose your house and everyone's going to hate you and you'll never talk to anyone ever. Like, we're not doing this here, guys. But who would you want to work with? Would you want to work with someone who is telling you, like, it doesn't need to be this scary? And then you sort of hold their hands, you show them why it doesn't need to be too scary. You're not telling them how to feel, but you're showing them the light on the other side. Again, that dream. You are sharing stories with them. You are accepting them for where they are. You are supporting them. Who would you want to work with? Someone who's telling you, like, if you don't do this, the world's going to end. Or someone that's like, look, I get it. I know that you are afraid that you could potentially lose your house. I know that you are feeling this, and this. And don't worry, guys, because of this, and then showing them how they can get over those humps to really sort of, it's from a nurturing spot. That's why it's not really, I call it slaying your fears. That's the way I used to phrase this sentence. I just want you to sort of think about this. How can I figure out what fears they already have without inducing them, but actually like bringing them to light? It's like, I know that you guys are afraid of failing and that some of you are honestly afraid of success. Is it going to change you as a person? Are you no longer going to be able to give that one-on-one attention? Are you going to be like this hoity-toity, I'm better than everyone sort of mentality that, you know, you're from the people, you're of an earth type of person? Being able to call those out and not say like, oh, you must have them, and then describe them and then tell them how you're going to soothe those fears and be with them, or how you were there. Like maybe you actually tell a story how that was, you know, a general fear that you had. That's powerful, guys. Again, this is powerful stuff. This isn't about tricking people. This is about being able to communicate you and your message and your product in a way that is so utterly focused on that person that you're disproportionately passionate about helping. That wallet's just fling open. Like, I've got no other way to say this. So the next part of that sentence was confirming their suspicion. So this is like a, I knew it, y'all. Like, this must be the reason why this isn't working out. Like, it's like a giant conspiracy. This is why like cults work so well. And I know in Russell Brunson's book, he talks about like having a culture, meaning like people that would just like live, breathe, and die for you. Like, we're not necessarily saying that you need to have that much power as a leader, but you do need to be a leader. So one of the examples we're using is very tangible in the online marketing space is the I knew it. So this is where I would know truly if somebody was ready to hire me as a copywriter, if they could tell me one, what people have tried and failed at, so that's alleviating their failure, and two, what were some of the doubts running through people's heads. So this is like the I got it or I knew it. So in the online space, especially like I said about a year ago, 2016, content upgrades were all of the rage. Now content upgrades are blog specific or video specific freebies. So say it is a little checklist of all the points that you covered. Maybe it is a workbook. It is something that is more detailed to help them implement the next step. So what was happening, especially in the blogosphere, is some huge bloggers would put one content upgrade on a post and then would get like 5,000 new email subscribers in a week. So then 2 weeks later, they would write a post, how I got 5,000 new email subscribers in a week. And they would talk about how they decided to use content upgrades, what they were, and the results that they got. So then everyone else went and did a bajillion content upgrades, and they were getting no signups. Or they got like 5 in a month. And they're like, what the hell? Like, what's going on? So one of their suspicions would be like, that method only worked for them because they already had a huge following. And you're right, like, you're not going to get 5,000 new email subscribers for one content upgrade if you do not have massive traffic numbers. Now, in most of those articles, they fail to mention that unless they were going to sell you a product about traffic, of course. So this is really where you want to actually like call out like the suspicions they had, like, ah, oh, I knew that's the reason why, almost for that taking ownership again away from them. I knew that's the reason why I wasn't getting successful. It's because I wasn't already a big name. So just sort of think that, which mules us right on over to help them throw rocks at their enemies. Now, I know this is going to sound weird, but the us versus them mentality is such a powerful persuader, and just in general. So I'm going to use sports, even though I know nothing about sports. And I have a couple of friends, if they listen to this, they'll be like, what? So I'm from New England in the United States. And here, like, baseball is really big. You hear it in my voice. And the Red Sox are like huge. So their arch rival in the baseball realm is the Yankees. So like there's a really popular shirt around here where it's like my favorite teams are the Red Sox and whoever beat the Yankees. And I'm sure the Yankees must have the equivalent over there. I could care less. So what it is it sort of bonds everyone together because it's like, oh yeah, the Yankees, they're like the worst. Oh my goodness. Or in the us versus them mentality. So we'll use Russell Brunson again is another example. And he has like the venture-backed capitalist because he works with technology companies. So it's like, oh, like, you know, the people who cheat and take, you know, investments from other people. But like, here we are with our hard-earned dollars. It's like, you could actually hear that in that sentence. Here we are. You can hear it again in the intro of my podcast. We are the little guys versus the big guru faces. We're also the little guys who really pride ourselves on doing high-quality work, who are getting our people who are addicted to over delivering and might need a little tiny bit of help selling their stuff. So guys, that is the one sentence that is going to make your launches work, your emails get more opens and response, your ad costs to drive down. It is a magical sentence. I'm going to say this again and again, guys. This was me. This is Blair Warner. Credit your sources, y'all. And don't like change one word and be like, oh yes, I came up with it. We can all see through that, people. And that is, people will do anything for those who encourage their dreams, justify their failures, diminish their fears, confirm their suspicions, and help them throw rocks at their enemies. And I will see you guys next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.